I'm going to talk mainly about Bante the man. That's what I've sort of, that's going to be my approach, rather than about his teachings, if you see what I mean. Because as I think you'll see as my talk develops, that it was Bante the man that I think probably impacted on me more than his teachings, maybe, at least initially. So let's see. Okay, so my first contact with Bante actually was 1967. So that's a long time ago, and I'd been doing a little bit of TM and got a bit fed up with it or something like that, and heard about this place in central London. So I went along there, and it was Bante teaching, and he had all his robes on and long hair and rings and all the rest of it. And I sat at the back, and he was teaching the Metta Bhavana. And so I sort of had a sort of go, I suppose, doing Metta Bhavana. But at the end of it, I went away just completely unimpressed. I thought, this is just a complete waste of time, just absolutely zilch, you know, just forget it. And I did forget it for about a couple of years or so. And then a friend of mine had started going along independently, and he'd got to know Bante. Well, he'd become his sort of lover, I suppose, basically. And he used to talk about what an amazing guy Bante was. He used to call him Swami for some reason, but and said, "Oh, you ought to meet Swami." So I said, "Oh, fine, you know, let's do it." So I went along and met Swami, and it was in a little sort of coffee bar in Charing Cross Road. It was just me and this other bloke and Bante there, and I don't remember anything about that encounter except that I didn't really like Bante very much. And all I remember asking him was, I said, you know, rather rudely perhaps, I don't know, it didn't seem that at the time, but I just said, "Are you enlightened? What else would you ask somebody like that?" And he just said no, just like that. Anyway, after that, I had a whole series of meetings with him. Not just me, by the way. There was a threesome. There's myself and two friends. And we were best friends. We hung out a lot together. And this friend, of course, he was Bante's kind of companion at the time. So we had a lot of meetings with Bante at flats. And sometimes went to the cinema, sometimes cafes, things like that. And to be honest, I didn't like Bante at first at all, and I thought he didn't like me either. So it was a slightly awkward gathering, you know, when we would gather. And partly I didn't trust him. I couldn't quite work him out. I was trying to work out what's his angle, what's he about, who is this guy, you know, and I didn't sort of trust him, and I suppose at the time I was quite sort of cynical. I was an art student, and you know, and I was very sort of rational. I rationalized things a lot, so I had this kind of very questioning kind of approach to things and to people. And I mean, I think in a way I had a lot of engagement with Bante, again, not just myself, but in a little party. It was debates and discussions and things like that. And I thought I knew a thing or two at the time, but pretty quickly I began to see how little I knew, actually. Bante was pretty merciless in a way. You know, he just sort of cut me down to size pretty quickly. And he didn't sort of pull his punches, at least that's how it seemed to me at the time. You know, I suppose some of us may have this idea of this very nice, benign Buddhist teacher. But he certainly didn't strike me like that. And that's not how he kind of dealt with me, shall we say. And I think what was going on was that I think I was perhaps trying to sort of find some weakness in him, some way of manipulating him, some way of controlling him, undermining him in some way. But I just couldn't do anything. I just couldn't find any gaps in this man's armor, let's put it that way. And it was quite humiliating, I suppose, really, because as I say, this wasn't just a one-to-one situation. It was like a small group of my friends and him, and but it was just clear, you know, that I was being sort of shot down in flames quite a lot. Another aspect about this important part of all this was, Bhante's, well, his sexuality, and he was just very, very open about his sexuality, very, very comfortable with it. There was no guilt, there was no shame, there was no fear, no hang-ups, no inhibition, nothing like that. And that just blew me away, because I thought I was a young art student, who had quite liberal views about sex and life and things generally. But then I encountered Bhante and just realised how hung up I was, actually, how prudish even, and, compared to Bhante, who just didn't seem to have any hang-ups in that area at all. And that was just so, just powerful. It had a huge effect on me, a huge impact on me. So it seemed to me that, like, he had no kind of weak areas. He wasn't weak intellectually, he wasn't weak emotionally, he wasn't weak sexually. There's no kind of way I could kind of get to him that would sort of undermine him or pull him down in a way. And I think maybe in retrospect what I was trying to do was, I was testing him maybe. And had I been able to undermine him in some way or manipulate him in some way, then he would just have fallen in my estimation, and I'd probably just have gone away and just like everybody else. But I just couldn't do anything with him. I couldn't handle this guy at all. So in a way, he was like the strongest person I'd ever met. And I just didn't know what to... So I was kind of nonplussed. I was just sort of stopped every time, very often in my tracks with Bhante. And I remember after one weekend spent at his flat, as far as I remember, sort of going away and knowing I'd have learnt something. I couldn't have said what it was. It wasn't something specific. It wasn't something conceptual or some idea. I just knew that something had changed in me. I'd been stopped in some way. I'd come up against my own limitations, something like that. So, I think I've been really, really fortunate and very, very lucky, to have known Bhante in this way, simply as a man, because this was how I met him initially. I didn't meet him as a Buddhist teacher initially. I met him just as a human being, just as a man. And in a way, I just felt that, you might say, the full force, perhaps not the full force, but certainly a large force of just his humanity, just his basic manliness, if you like. And I've sometimes wondered, if I hadn't met him in that way, what would have happened? And I suspect, perhaps that had I met him just as a Buddhist teacher initially, I might not have really got involved. It might not have done the trick. Because I think I was a pretty destructive, cynical kind of bloke. And I'm not sure a sort of well-behaved, intelligent Buddhist teacher would have really done it for me. But as it was, I met him just as a man, just as a human being. And, I'm just so fortunate that happened. So, and also, even though all these initial encounters with Bhante were quite painful and humiliating for me, fortunately I had the good sense, the wherewithal, the whatever, to see this guy's got something and I want a bit of it. So fortunately, I was able to sort of swallow my pride, eat humble pie, as we say, and just sort of stick around and sort of button up and sit back and be a little bit more respectful and open to Bhante. I sometimes say that there were three kind of phases in my meeting with Bhante and my encounter with Bhante. In the first phase, I neither liked nor respected him to begin with. Then after a little bit of time, I began to respect him, but I still didn't like him. And then eventually I came to both like and respect him. Yeah. So I'm very, 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 very glad that I was able to do that have that sort of contact with Bhante. Of course, later I did get to know him as a Buddhist teacher as well, and very, very much responded to and respected and got a huge amount from his teachings. So, despite Bhante's flaws and limitations that later became apparent, if that's what they are or were, I'm not even sure that they were flaws or limitations, but let's say they were, I've always had this deep respect for him. I've never lost that. I've never lost my faith and confidence in him. You know, there's the Guardian article, the Archimedes letter, all of that. I'm aware of all that happened. But it's never really made any difference to me as far as... Bhante's never fallen, shall we say, in my estimation, despite all of that. I don't really know why that is. I can't explain it, but I just have this kind of deep confidence in him, I suppose. And I'm not sure what it would take to undermine that faith or confidence. I really don't know. I really don't know what it might take to do that. And sometimes I've thought that, it has... I've actually thought, I've even voiced this sometimes, that I've sometimes thought that I could even perhaps just do without the whole Buddhist tradition. I could almost just ditch all of that. As long as I've sort of got Bhante and the movement, you know, the order and the movement. Because for me, that's really what matters. That's all in a way that matters. But of course, Bhante is a Buddhist, and so whether I like it or not, I am tied into the Buddhist tradition. And I am a Buddhist. But actually, in real terms, it's Bhante and the order, you guys, if you like, and the wider order and movement. Okay, so thank you.